You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 15, verse 4, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. Before we begin, I want to invite every prayer warrior Christian in the United States of America who loves our wonderful President Donald Trump and loves America to join me, even if you have to sort of be a little bit distance in your space, your social area, every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to pray effectually and fervently for our President Trump and for our America. We're in a spiritual warfare. The only thing that's going to save us is 2 Chronicles 7:14. God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive your sins, and I will heal their land. Amen. Wednesday, 6 p.m., I'm in my new location in Sun Tree, Florida, which is 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. I'm right beside the produce place, which is on Wickham Road. You'll see a sign, Sherry Medlock, Wednesday, 6 p.m. You're also invited to come each Sunday for the live radio broadcast at 5 p.m. Now, Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. Revelation 15 is called the Overcomer's Song. We got into this somewhat last week. When this chapter happens, the Antichrist will be actually bodily on planet Earth. His time has been shortened for the elect's sake, Jesus says in Mark 13. And we learned it's been shortened to 5 months in Revelation 9. But the first half of it, his political beast, the image of the beast, lying, you know, Russia, Ukraine, impeach, Corona, you know that. It says they'll be in great power. But then the last half of that, then he himself will show himself and stand and calling himself God. But we learn that there will be a small group of people on the planet while the whole world, Revelation 13, is going to worship him. Half the body of Christ will think he's Jesus. He's going to be sweet and nice. He's going to have the answer. Don't we need a Savior right now? So the phony one's coming. Except there are two witnesses and 7,000 people elect right now, call the elect, alive, and then 144,000 who are listening to us elect, and they are not going to be deceived, and they're going to sing the Overcomer's Song. So last week, I began to teach you that, and it's found in Deuteronomy 32. Now, I did not get it all. It's very long. I would suggest that you practice your music and read Deuteronomy 32 at least once a week to kind of get familiar with the words. It says things like, their spots, not our spot, their vines, not our vine. And it says, he covers us with his feathers. So you read that and be familiar with it so you can sing the Overcomer's Song. In other words, this will be, well, almost everybody talking now will probably be alive. This is a generation. And we'll be here. The Antichrist will be sitting in Jerusalem calling himself Christ, but we'll be singing this song. Now, we began with the overcomers continuing their song a little bit, Revelation 15, verse 4.
Verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy.
We'll be singing, who in the world would not love you? Why would they love this fake one here? At that moment, every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because soon and very soon after the Antichrist exposes himself, as soon as he kills those two witnesses, the seventh trump sounds and Jesus comes.
Amen. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Verse 5, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
Now, that wasn't the first time it was open. When the Lord Jesus Christ himself was here in the flesh and he was being crucified on the cross, he was teaching, singing the Song of the Lamb. That's also mentioned in Revelation 15, which is Psalm 22. Every year when we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, which should be called Passover, you of course know that Easter is a pagan goddess of fertility. Christ, our Passover sacrifice for us, I always teach you the Song of the Lamb, Psalm 22. And so he will be actually teaching that. And so we're going to hear him singing that song.
Verse 6, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues.
Oh my goodness, now we've had seven seals, there's seven signs at the end. Six is the Antichrist, seven is Jesus. We've had the seven trumps, six is the Antichrist, seven is Jesus. Now we've got seven plagues.
Clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles.
This is symbolic of having your breast, your belt girded with truth. In other words, put on the girdle of truth, a belt of truth. They've got the word of God, the truth.
Verse 7, one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials.
Now remember those four beasts, they're four living creatures, they protect the mercy seat. So they said, here seven angels, here are seven beautiful golden vials. Now it sounds like it's a little tiny little perfume bottle, does it? Nope. The Greek says it's a wide mouth bowl. All of the seven plagues are going to be released and poured into these seven vials.
Full of the wrath of God.
Oh my goodness, it's called the cup of wrath. What is that? Now, when we're teaching the seals, and we're teaching the trumpets, it took a long time for all of the seals that we've already gone through to transpire, some before you and I were born. Same thing with the trumpets. But the plagues, no. While the curse causeless does not come, there's a reason for this thing that's happening in America right now. It's called sin, the sin virus. Those plagues have been somewhat on us, but this is a one-time pouring out of the cup of wrath. Remember when Jesus was about to go to the cross and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. He was not trying to get out of the crucifixion. He came to die to pay the sin debt. He came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. But what he meant was when he comes back the second time, and that's what's about to happen in our prophecy here in Revelation, he's going to have to come out and pour out those seven vials on everybody on planet Earth who is worshiping the devil, calling themselves Jesus. Half the body of Christ will think the devil is Jesus. The whole world will be worshiping him, and Jesus hates to do that. But these plagues are all going to be poured out at that seventh trump as Jesus begins to come, right after the sixth trump finishes sounding.
Who liveth forever and ever. Verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God.
Our God is a consuming fire. What happens that God the Father will at that point stay in heaven with some of his people. Now he's going to come down on earth at the end of the millennium. But Jesus is getting ready to come. The seventh trump is beginning to get tuned up there. The Antichrist is here. We're singing the Overcomer song. And Jesus is going to pour out those plagues as he comes. The end of the seventh trump won't be until he actually lands his feet on Mount Zion, but he's going to be pouring out those vials. Now, if you are not deceived, if you're singing the Overcomer's song, not one hair of your head shall be harmed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
God closes up heaven. There's some are coming with Jesus and some are staying there until the end of the millennium.
Revelation chapter 16.
Now that was the Overcomer song. Now we come to Revelation chapter 16. I'm going to call this the seven plagues.
Verse 1.
Or the seven vials.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying unto the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
All right, the cup of wrath, a wide mouth bowl. That cup, Jesus says, let this cup pass from me. In other words, he's beginning to leave heaven. He's all packed up there, and he's going to start pouring it out because the whole world is worshiping the Antichrist, calling himself Christ, standing in Jerusalem. Half the body of Christ is saying, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. And it's the devil with his Jesus costume on.
Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore.
This means a fever that makes you sick.
Upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image.
All right, right now, many people are worshiping the image of the beast because we learn in Revelation 13 that the first beast is already here. It is Satan, Antichrist's political system. And since the Antichrist, the devil, is a liar, John 8:44, his image is lie, lie, lie. You hear it every day. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Lies, lies, lies. Everybody believing all of that lies. I'm not saying there aren't viruses, but I'm saying there's lying. And anybody believing that, you are worshiping the political system. You are believing that. So if you believe that and you worship that rather than God's work, I don't mean you should not obey the laws. You need to obey the laws. We're all doing that. We're very socially distant right here. But what I'm trying to say is you need to know what is the truth here. But if you believe that, then that plague, that fever will come on you, but not on those who are not deceived.
Amen. Verse 3, and the second poured out his vial upon the sea.
Revelation 17 says the sea are the people. Now, as Jesus comes, we're all still in our flesh body, and we will remain in our flesh body until his feet hit Jerusalem, Mount Zion. When that happens, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:52 that everybody on planet Earth, saved and lost alike, will step into our spirit bodies. So right now, we're the people, and he's starting to pour out the vials there. I mean, can't you kind of feel a drop or two of them blowing all over the world now? They're falling, falling. That's not showers of blessings. That's showers of curses. Fever, fever.
And it became as the blood of a dead man.
And that fever is so bad that if you believe that, if you worship that image of the beast, that lie, and you believe it long enough, it'll kill you. You know, Jesus says, as a man thinketh, so is he. It says it's done unto you as you believe. Third world countries brainwash their citizens so they believe a thing. If you tell a child, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, you're never going to amount to anything, that child will probably grow up to be no good, never amount to anything. We have the power of suggestion. The doctor tells you have cancer, you think, oh my God, I'm going to die, going to die, going to die. So a lot of people, we've already heard them say that thousands and thousands of people were diagnosed with this virus and they didn't even have it. They just assumed because they had a fever and a little cough. A lot of things cause the fever. A lot of things cause the cause. So see, it's done unto you as you believe. But if you believe it and you believe it's serious, then you probably, many will die. See, the power of suggestion. Does everybody understand?
Yes. Yes.
And every living soul died in the sea.
In other words, everyone that believed the lie in the mass of people.
Verse 4, and the third angel poured out his vial.
Third vial.
Upon the rivers and fountains of waters.
All right, human beings all over this planet.
And they became blood.
And they also said, oh my God, we're going to die. We're not going to have life-giving blood in us. Everybody was afraid. Everybody thought they were going to die.
Verse 5. And I heard the angel of the watchers say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus.
That's so beautiful. Do you understand that our God is a righteous judge? He's long-suffering and patient, not willing that any should perish. But there has to come a time for our God to be true, that he punishes the evildoers. Otherwise, we would just all give up. Aren't you weary of the image of the beast? Yes. Lying, lying, yes. Lying. Yes. Wouldn't you like, I'd rather they would be saved and we pray for that. But God says, no, there has to be a judgment day to be right. You know, if you're an overcomer, and if you're serving God, judgment day is reward day.
Verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink.
In other words, look what they've done. They've been killing people, the image of the beast. Why do you know that in the United States of America, 9 million babies have been murdered in the first 3 months of 2020 by abortion? They call it choice. And what about righteous Abel? Cain, the child of the devil, killed Abel. And then there was Zechariah the prophet, who was murdered between the blood of the altar. And how about all those Christians we see dressed and tied up in those orange jumpsuits, and ISIS would cut their heads off because they would not reject Jesus Christ? All right, God says it's payday.
For they are worthy. Verse 7, and I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty.
You're so great, God. You're doing the right thing. You have to have a judgment day.
True and righteous are thy judgments. Verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire.
Now, this is the fourth one. This is not global warming. This is not climate change. Sorry to disappoint any of you people that believe that. By the way, Genesis 8:22 says, God says, while earth remains, there will always be winter, there'll always be summer, there'll always be cold, and there'll always be heat. What does this mean? This means that during that time, there are two witnesses. They are the two men standing beside the seven golden candlesticks, beside the 7,000 elect, pumping the truth, the oil, into the 7,000 elect so the elect won't get discouraged. And they're pumping that. So they are not killed yet. They're only going to be killed 3.5 days before Jesus comes. They are still alive. And so they are proclaiming the truth. But it says they have the anointing of Elijah and the anointing of Moses. They have the fire of God. The anointing is the fire. It is so awesome. And it's scorching. What does this mean? While the whole world is worshiping the devil, calling himself God and half the body of Christ, people are still allowed to live in sin. He'll pay your mortgage. You're having a good time because you believe that this phony baloney, plastic banana, good time rock and roller, the first drummer, Lucifer, you think he's Jesus. By the way, that's what Rush Limbaugh says. We love you, Rush. And they're believing that. So nobody wants to hear these two witnesses say, that's not Jesus. That's not Jesus. You're worshiping the devil. And it makes them mad. They get under conviction.
Verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat.
In other words, aggravated. It made them livid hot. How dare you tell us we're having such good time, peace and safety, craft to prosper. I mean, the whole world's having a ball here. Jesus is here. That's what they think. The two witnesses said, nope, nope, nope.
And blaspheme the name of God, which hath power over these plagues.
The plagues won't hurt the two witnesses.
And they repented not to give him glory.
The world would not repent because sin is pleasurable for a season. Any of you who live in sin, you have fun with it a little while, don't you? But it's going to bite you like an adder. Better quit.
Amen.
10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Oh my goodness, what does this mean? Now remember when Jesus was teaching us the seven type churches on planet Earth right now, that only two type please them, the Smyrna type, Philadelphia type, that the others do not. One of those that does not please Jesus is called a Pergamos type. That means high and lofty, proud, big, money, 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 money. And Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, Pergamos, I know where the seat of Satan is in your church. You say, what does that mean? Because every Christian church would tell you right now that Christ Jesus is sitting in the seat. He's the chairperson. He's the head. Everybody says, we preach Jesus. We preach the word. No, this one says they preach in Jesus, but they teach in the lie, fly proverb. Ezekiel 13, God says, I'm against those that teach my people to fly to save their souls. So see, that type church, it's so big, it's going to worship the Antichrist, and they'll probably get a lot of promotions, and they're not going to like for the two witnesses to say, you big church, you're preaching the devil. And they're going to get mad too, because after all, they know the word, because they were so big.
And his kingdom was full of darkness.
Darkness, no light, no truth.
And they gnawed their tongues for pain.
What this means is, it is so irritating to this type of church for somebody else to come along and say, you're worshiping the devil. You're not so holy after all.
Verse 11.
Gnaw their tongues for pain, fear, afraid, uncertain, what's going down here, the pain of not knowing when our business is to be open, are we captured forever, is this the end, gnawing your tongues, nervous,
And blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repent.
Fever.
Did not.
All that, and they won't repent. Nobody's listening to the two witnesses except the 7,000 elect, and then the 144,000 of the tribes are listening to the 7,000 elects. I pray that some of you, all of you,
yeah. Their deeds. 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial.
Okay, six seal, six trump, six vial. Now we're synchronized. At this point, the devil, his image is already here. The first beat's in commotion right now. The sixth trumpet is already sounded. The fifth trumpet is still sounding. The two trumpets can sound at the same time because you're still learning. But the last part of the sixth trumpet has not happened. But the devil will be here calling himself Jesus to Christians standing in Jerusalem. So he's going to be here.
Upon the great river Euphrates.
Oh, right. That means absolute demons, a river Euphrates demons. So right there in Jerusalem, the devil, pretending to be the Savior, will be standing, calling himself God. The whole world be worshiping him, his fallen angels from Genesis 6, and also the demons. So he will be calling himself God, just as Jesus begins to come with that seventh trump to start pouring out those vials on all who are worshiping the devil, calling himself Christ.
And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
These are 12 kings that Satan is going to have come with him and be around his throne there in Jerusalem. They are not human kings. They are supernatural beings. They are the fallen angels of Genesis 6 and of the book of Jude. They will come into Christian churches like ours that do not believe that we know that's not Jesus. And they don't try to convince us. They try to be preaching. They call ministers of light. Paul calls them that, great preachers, swelling words. They're going to go after the women, because if they can go after the women, they'll think they get the men, and then they like the men too. In other words, they're going to be great preachers. It'll be very hard to feel that they're lying to you, but you've heard the truth. Stay with the truth.
Verse 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs.
Oh my goodness. Now, you do not want a frog sitting on your sandwich. You do not want a frog sitting on your clean sheets. You do not want a frog sitting on your cell phone, do you? Because we know frogs are unclean. However, what if I said, look, there's a person with the anointing of Elijah. Look, there's a dove coming out of their mouth. You would think that's good. A dove is clean. That's the Holy Spirit. Look, there's Jesus. A dove's on him. That's the Holy Spirit. But frogs? Okay. We are now going to see the unholy Trinity standing in Jerusalem. Remember, we have the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As Jesus comes, he's going to find there in Jerusalem an unholy Trinity, and they're all speaking froggy lies. Okay, now we're going to find out who the unholy Trinity would be. I can give you a clue. All three are one. Just like we have one God operating in three different offices, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, these three are one. Now, the three you're about to hear are unholy, but they're all the devil.
Come out of the mouth of the dragon.
Now, we learned in Revelation 12 that the devil has many play actor names. He's a serpent, he's a dragon, he's Satan, he's a devil, he's Lucifer. So, what this means is orchestrating this whole thing. As the Antichrist gets his thing right, orchestrating all the lies you're hearing right now, the dragon is behind that. He's not visible, but it's the devil who's doing all of this lying. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Okay.
And out of the mouth of the beast.
Okay, this would be the first beast in Revelation 13. This is not the Antichrist himself. This is his political system. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Russia, 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 the image of the lie. Okay, unclean, frogs, lies, 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 that beast, okay? But who's directing them? The dragon, that old devil. Now we've got a third of the unholy Trinity.
And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Now, we know that Jesus is prophet, priest, and king, but this is the false prophet. He will be standing in Jerusalem, 2 Thessalonians, calling himself God, standing where he ought not. He is the false Christ. The devil with his Jesus costume on. These three are one. It is the devil orchestrating all of this right now to come back and call himself God. And he's starting out with the first part of the sixth trump, which is sounding, which is that political system of lies that you're hearing all the time. Have you noticed nobody gets up then and said, let's pray, America, let's repent. You notice that?
Yes.
We should have that every day. But then he himself bodily will go there, and he's very good looking, and he's going to say, peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. The unholy Trinity.
14, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth.
They will have supernatural powers given to them by the devil.
Of the whole world, and to gather them unto the battle of the great day of the Lord.
Okay, Jesus is starting to come. The seventh trump, he's pouring out the vials. When the seventh trump really does that final blast, Jesus will put his feet there on Mount Zion. So he's beginning to descend, the real Jesus. The sixth trump, definitely he's there. And us overcomers are singing the overcomer song. Boy, is this some scene on earth. And here comes Jesus.
Of God Almighty. Verse 15, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments.
Now, when does a thief come? When you do not expect it. If you knew the thief was coming, you'd be waiting there with your weapon of mass destruction, wouldn't you? All right. The reason is the whole world will be calling this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, good-looking, sweet, peace and safety devil. They'll be calling him sweet Jesus. So you're not looking for Jesus, except the overcomers. The two witnesses, the 7,000 elect, and you 144,000. Paul says that for those of us who actually look for his coming, don't think he's already here, we're going to get a crown. But nobody's expected him. Not even the Christian church is deceived where the seat of Satan is, because they think he's already here.
Lest he walk naked, and they see his shame.
There are going to be Christians that when they hear the elect delivered up to the Antichrist, when they hear the Holy Spirit speak through the elect, the gospel, they are going to run away from the devil and repent because they realize they've been had. They really do love Jesus. They're going to cry for the mountains and rocks to fall. They can't face Jesus. Oh my God, I went to church all my life. I love Jesus. I just never bothered to study Revelation. They told me it wasn't important. If they repent, before they change into the spirit body, which will happen as soon as he hits his feet, while he's coming down, if they quicker repent, they will be saved, yet so as by fire. But they will be naked for all eternity. See, after you're saved, what you do for the Lord, winning souls to him, getting the word of God out, promoting his word, being a real Christian, that weaves your gown. They're going to be embarrassed, but they will be saved if they repent while they're still in the flesh body. But if they wait for the spirit body, it'll be too late because the spirit knows everything. Got it?
Yeah. Yes.
16. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
Armageddon means the gathering place, all right. There are two great battles that are going to happen almost instantly as Jesus and his heavenly army come. He's pouring out the vials. One will be the battle of Haman Gog. I don't have time to get to that today. I'll get it next week. And it has a lot to do with you because it's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. Okay. And America, America, America. But this one is the battle of Armageddon. This will be a quick battle. Jesus will win. As Jesus and his army comes, Satan, calling himself the Savior, with his fallen angels and all his people, the fallen angels of Genesis 6 to defeat him, are going to rise up to fight against Jesus and his army, but they're going to disintegrate at the brightness of his coming. It'll be just a few minute battle. It won't last very long. Quick battle. Victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to stop there for time's sake, and we'll get into the battle of Haman Gog, and then we'll move along. Now, you understand we have seven seals, seven trumps, and seven vials. The seven vials are beginning to pour out now, especially the sixth one here. So all of this is the working of the dragon and his political party, the image of the beast, and you hear them every day, and who is really the devil, the false prophet. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Remember the Amen. Time of the Antichrist Amen. Has been shortened. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed. God bless you. I hope you were blessed.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Normally I do mystery moment, but while I'm doing Revelation, everything is a mystery.
It is.
So I'm going to introduce to you, excuse me, the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very good, Miss Sherry. I'm strengthened after that.
Oh,
a great
good.
Word. Yeah.
I am so glad.
Amen.
David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in a bag. What is your stuff, Scott?
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea to even sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. Zechariah 9:9-10.
That is so perfect. Thank you, Scott.
Amen.
That's Zechariah 9. Verse 9 is the first advent when he was riding the lowly ass donkey there, waving the palm fronds. That's why we have Palm Sunday, victory in Jesus. And the verse 10 is his second coming.
Amen.
Now, normally at this time, I'm going to pray for the sick in a few moments, so we're going to do that. But normally at this time, I pray the prayer of salvation for you to be saved. But we're going to do something else. We're going to have America's Day of Repentance right now. And I'm going to ask every American Christian to pray with me. We are going to repent. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We, God's people in America.
We, God's people in America.
Have sinned.
Have sinned.
We have put ourselves on the throne.
We have put ourselves on the throne.
We love our cell phones more than you.
We love our cell phones more than you.
We love our getting our nails done more than you.
We love our getting our nails done more than you.
All our little cushy lifestyles.
All our cushy little lifestyles.
All our money.
All our money.
All our fun.
All our fun.
We have failed you.
We have failed you.
We've left our first love.
We have left our first love.
We repent.
We repent, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We, your people in America.
We, your people in America.
Have sinned.
Have sinned.
We have aberrated sex.
We have aberrated sex.
We live together without marriage.
We live together without marriage.
We have same-sex marriage.
We have same-sex marriage.
We have all kinds of stupid genders.
We have all kinds of stupid genders.
We have broken your law.
We have broken your law.
That marriage is between a man and a woman.
That marriage is between a man and a woman.
We repent of this sin.
We repent of this sin.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We, your people in America.
We, your people in America.
We repent of murdering.
We repent of murdering.
We confess we have killed 9 million babies.
We confess we have killed 9 million babies.
In the first 3 months.
In the first 3 months.
Of 2020.
Of 2020.
And we call it choice.
And we call it choice.
We repent.
We repent.
We ask forgiveness.
We ask for forgiveness.
We, your people in America.
We, your people in America.
Surrender our all to you.
Surrender our all to you.
We ask for mercy for America.
We ask for mercy for America.
Forgive our sins.
Forgive our sins.
We seek you.
We seek you, Lord.
And not what you can give us.
And not what you can give us.
Oh, we stop our stupid self-centered lives.
And we stop our stupid self-centered lives.
We proclaim your word.
We proclaim your word.
We witness to the lost.
We witness to the lost.
We come back to holiness.
Come back to holiness.
Oh, Lord, let Jesus be the Lord of America.
Oh, Lord, let Jesus be the Lord of America.
The Bible, a book.
The Bible, a book.
Save America.
Save America.
Heal America.
Heal America.
Oh, Father God, your people in America.
Oh, Father God, your people in America.
Cry out to you.
Cry out to you.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
And God bless America.
And God bless America.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we all say together with great feeling,
I agree in Jesus' name.
Now we're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for coronavirus. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 10, he calls his disciples together and he said, I'm giving you power over unclean spirits to cast them out. I give you power over all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
I speak to coronavirus.
I speak to coronavirus.
In the name and blood of Jesus.
In the name and the blood of Jesus.
In New York City.
In New York City.
I command you.
I command you.
Virus.
Virus.
To go to the abyss.
Go to the abyss.
Be gone from New York.
Be gone from New York.
I speak to you, coronavirus.
I speak to you, coronavirus.
In the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida.
I command you to go to the abyss.
I command you to go to the abyss.
And never return.
And never return.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I command you, coronavirus in Washington, D.C.
I command you, coronavirus in Washington, D.C.
To go to the abyss.
To go to the abyss.
And never return.
And never return.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Coronavirus, we come against you.
Coronavirus, we come against you.
And command you to leave America.
And command you to leave America.
Go into the abyss.
Go into the abyss.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And now we call forth Yahweh Rapha.
Now we call forth Yahweh Rapha.
The Lord who heals America.
The Lord who heals America.
He sent his word and healed us.
He sent his word and healed us.
With Jesus' stripes we are healed.
With Jesus' stripes we are healed.
America shall not die but live.
America shall not die but live.
And declare the word of God.
And declare the word of God.
Jesus is Lord of America.
Jesus is Lord of America.
The Bible is the book.
And the Bible is the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And my precious Father, you told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if your people call by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you'll hear from heaven, you'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our land. We have done our best. We trust you now. God, save America. Let the world see the cross of Jesus coming up from this great state, and let our latter and greater the former, preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world, and then the end shall come. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Nothing's given to you to keep, so go and tell all the good things that you are here and learn. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Each one of you, I love you and I appreciate you. The best is yet to be. This is Sherry Medlock, your host, and I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Calling all Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Trumpet of Truth.
Now there is no condemnation. Now there is no guilt or shame for those who have been covered by the blood of Jesus. And now the words of our accuser have been robbed of all their power, and the enemy has been defeated by the blood of Jesus. So we stand with our hearts washed clean, and we lift up our hands and sing. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. God, if you are for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. God, if you are for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from your love? Once we were the slaves and prisoners, now we're children of the King. Sons and daughters saved by the blood of Jesus. So tell me, death, where is your victory? And tell me, grave, where is your sting? You've been swallowed up in life forever by the blood of Jesus. As the ones real.
place where I can find you. Oh, lead me to the place where you'll be. Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Trust you when my vision's blurred by tears. Give me your hope for tomorrow, 'cause today has gone so wrong. I'm on my knees. Give me the faith to believe. Even when I can't see you, you're still shining. You're still shining. Even when I can't hear you, you're still calling out my name. Fear. You say your day is coming. It shall wipe away my tears. Give me your hope for tomorrow, 'cause today has gone so wrong. I'm on my knees. Give me the faith.
Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart. echoes on eternal shores, with all believers who have come before. Jesus Christ, forever.